Elements of style. Anyone who has written or most probably taken English or literary classes knows the elements of style. It is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It is described as a 43-page summation of the case for cleanliness, accuracy, and brevity in the use of language, or brevity, too. That process has been deteriorating over the years, but it seems to be under full frontal attack with text messages and Facebook-esque communiques. Problem or no, on the KGO Live line is Mark Garvey, author of the upcoming book Stylized, which is about the authors of the classic The Elements of Style. Hey, Mark, how are you?
How you doing, Ed? I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Now, we have been in the process of downsizing the elements of our language. Are we getting to a point where it's a problem?
Well, I think, on the matter of texting, IMing, tweeting, Facebook chatting, all that stuff, I have a friend who's in publishing who jokes that if Strunk and White could come back to life and see what's being done, they might form a suicide pact, But really, I mean, those things, texting, tweeting, and all that, are not really in the realm of communication that the Elements of Style deals with.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, this is just instant, stuff and immediate communication. So,
it's conversation.
Right. You know? So is there space for both then?
Well, sure, and but that kind of stuff is bleeding into more formal kinds of writing or more careful kinds of writing. And I think, careful teachers are being careful to let their students know that those things aren't applicable in, writing assignments, job applications, things like that. So I think as soon as you pass beyond something like texting into even blogs and then job applications, school assignments, business writing, that's when this book really becomes handy and really shines. It teaches you the basics that really are necessary for clear writing.
Okay, but this has been happening over the years. I mean, I think, and you can correct me, is THRU acceptable now? I mean, you see that all over the place, they're just getting rid of the GH at the end and the O, I guess,
Yeah, I mean, that kind of thing, you will see it on signs, you will see it in advertising, that sort of thing, but you won't see it in essays or carefully edited books, I think in terms of careful writing versus not careful writing. They used to talk about formal versus informal, and that's still applicable somewhat, but I just like to think in terms of careful writing. When you're writing carefully, you don't do things like that. If you're selling potatoes at your store, and it's fine to chalk that up on your board there that day,
Right.
Or whatever. But there's always been sloppiness in the way language has been handled. And there's always been levels of usage as well.
So if you were somebody maybe trying to get a job with one of these, hip new companies, something like an Apple or an Intel or something like that, you still should probably go with the more eloquent style and not try and do something hip and cool on your resume.
Oh, absolutely. I think people appreciate clean, well-ordered prose. It's just that simple. And it shows that you have the presence of mind and the ability to actually do that. And, clear communication means so much in business.
Yeah, communication, I mean, the definition, if you go down to its pure, is just the communique understanding what the communicator is saying.
Right.
Does this style matter, really?
Well, the thing is, with the texting and all that, it gets so insular. You've got young people maybe cornering off a little bit of the language that they themselves understand, and that's fine. That's what friendship does, But if you have to communicate to any kind of a broader audience, you have to assume some standards of style, sure.
I guess the bottom line is it's nice to have the knowledge, and then you can use it in its appropriate fashion.
Sure, and we all do that,
Yeah.
I don't talk to my friends in the way Strunk and White might write, certainly.
Okay, very good. Mark, thank you very much for the perspective. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Mark Garvey, again, his book is going to be The Elements, actually Stylized is going to be the title of his book, coming out soon, KGO News Time 748.